知行如语。Listen and share.
Photo of the Dead.死亡照片，I was vacationing on the Greek island of Corfu for about a month in August of 1992. I rent a motorcycle and head into the interior of the island in search of isolated trails and sleepy villages. I rode for hours.Along dirt trails flanked by bright yellow white flowers, over steep and rugged hills, and past wide fields where farmers struggle to grow anything that would take root in the barren, rocky soil. I had to keep a close watch on the gas tank because there were no gas stations anywhere except at the village where I had rented the motorcycle. At half a tank, I had no choiceBut to turn back. The needle had just hit halfway, and I was turning around to head back when I noticed an old cemetery in the distance. Far away from any village or other sign of habitation, I decided to stretch my legs before beginning the long trip home. I rode to the gate, killed the engine, and laid the bike down. As I passed through the creaky, wrought iron gateI couldn't help but notice how silent the place was. I had a whistle to reassure myself that I hadn't gone deaf. There were only a few hours of daylight left, and a strong wind was blowing, stirring the overgrown grass, which partially obscured the scattered tombstones.1992年8月，我去希腊的科孚岛度了一个月假。我在那儿租了辆摩托车，骑着进了岛的深处，探索那些与世隔绝很久的遗迹和沉睡的小村庄。我在烂泥路上一骑就是几个小时，翻过一座座陡峭的小山，穿过了一大片贫瘠的沙土地。可以看得出来，农民们费尽了心思，把所有可能在这种地上扎根的东西都种过了。我必须得时刻留神油表，因为除了在我租摩托车的村子以外，是没有加油站的。一旦用完半箱油，我就不得不返回了。随后指针指向了油表的中央，我掉头正准备回去，这时候发现远处有座古墓，距离这些村子和居民有很远的一段距离。我决定在往回赶之前去走一走，也好放松一下我的双腿。于是我骑车到了墓室的大门口，关上引擎，然后把车倒放在地上。我走过那扇曾经是很精致，但是现在已经摇摇欲坠的大铁门，里面竟然安静的连一点声音都没有，以至于我不得不吹了个口哨来提醒自己并没有变成聋子。再有一两个小时，太阳就要下山了。一股劲风刮来，吹了丛生的已经蔓延到了墓碑上的杂草来回摇摇晃晃的。现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文，相信这对大家的理解会有些帮助。
I was vacationing on the Greek island of Corfu for about a month in August of 1992.
1992年8月，我去希腊的科孚岛度了一个月假。
I rent a motorcycle and head into the interior of the island in search of isolated trails and sleepy villages.
我在那儿租了辆摩托车，
骑着进了岛的深处，探索那些与世隔绝很久的遗迹和沉睡的小村庄。 I rode for hours along dirt trails flanked by bright yellow white flowers, over steep and rugged hills, and past wide fields where farmers struggle to grow anything that would take root in the barren rocky soil. 我在烂泥路上一骑就是几个小时，翻过一座座陡峭的小山，穿过了一大片贫瘠的沙土地。可以看得出来，农民们费尽了心思，把所有可能在这种地上扎根的东西都种过了。 I had to keep a close watch on the gas tank because there were no gas stations anywhere except at the village where I had rented the motorcycle. 我必须得时刻留神油表，因为除了在我租摩托车的村子以外是没有加油站的。 At half a tank I had no choice but to turn back. 一旦用完半箱油，我就不得不返回了。 The needle had just hit halfway and I was turning around to head back when I noticed an old cemetery in the distance, far away from any village or other sign of habitation. 随后指针指向了油表的中央，我掉头正准备回去，这时候发现远处有座古墓，距离这些村子和居民有很远的一段距离。 I decided to stretch my legs before beginning the long trip home. 我决定把这次的长途跋涉再延伸一下。 I rode to the gate, killed the engine, and laid the bike down. 于是我骑车到了墓室的大门口，关上引擎，然后把车倒放在地上。 As I passed through the creaky, wrought iron gate, I couldn't help but notice how silent the place was. 我走过那扇曾经是很精致，但是现在已经摇摇欲坠的大铁门，里面竟然安静的连一点声音都没有。 I had a whistle to reassure myself that I hadn't gone deaf. 以至于我不得不吹了个口哨来提醒自己并没有变成聋子。 There were only a few hours of daylight left and a strong wind was blowing, stirring the overgrown grass which partially obscured the scattered tombstones. 再有一两个小时太阳就要下山了，一股劲风刮来，吹得丛生的已经蔓延到了墓碑上的杂草来回摇摇晃晃的。讲解一下相关的语言点。 Head into the interior of the island， 出发进入岛的深处。 Head 在这里做动词，意思是出发到去，相当于 go。 下文第二中的 head back 中的 head 也是这个用法。另外是词组 the interior of， 意思是在什么什么的内部，相应的外部是 exterior。Isolated trails， 与世隔绝的遗址。 Sleepy villages， 沉睡的小村子。这篇文章类似的景物描写有很多，描写的都很恰当，我们应该注意作者所使用的词语。类似的下文中还有很多，比如 Steep and rugged hills， The barren rocky soil， Except， 除了什么什么之外。我们要区分开 Except和 besides 的区别，两个词都含有除外的意思。 except 的含义是所说的道理或事实不能适用于的那部分，比如 we all went there except 小李，除了小李以外我们都到那儿去了。 besides 指除什么什么之外，另外还有，着重另外还有。 I have 5 other books besides this， 除这本以外我还有五本别的书。Have no choice but to， 别无他法，只好。In the distance， 在远处，与后面的 far away from 意思相近，但是 far away from 后面要跟一个表示地点或者位置的名词。Kill the engine， 关掉引擎，熄灭发动机。Cannot help but， 不能不，不得不，固定的短语搭配，例如。I cannot help but be sorry， 我不能不感到遗憾。 另外有一个类似的短语 cannot help doing， 情不自禁的做。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语不能一步十寒。